You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, Ilona Europa, Accent on LA Talk Radio. Every Monday from 6 till 7 p.m. Pacific Time, we are here in beautiful, beautiful place. Our studio is just really very friendly, and we complained with our guests a little bit about world and problems in the world, but when this show starts, I think we need to bring to everybody who listens to our show only uplifting, important messages with great music and friendships and, of course, accents, because Accent On, this is a show about people who are visiting, living, or just are great what they do, and they sometimes have very cool accents outside of mine. So, this show reminds me that time flies so fast, because a year ago I met wonderful friend, very, very smart and compassionate gentleman who is originally from Germany, and a year ago he was here in a studio and we were talking about very important issues, about delivering water to everybody who needs one. And we know that the world has a problem even here with water when it's not raining, but we have places in the world that just water is necessary to just survive one more hour sometimes. So, Michael Fritz, hi.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Did I say nice your name? Tell
yes.
me in your accented
word. My full name is Michael Matthias Friedemann Fritz.
Look at you people. I could never do that. That's so, so beautiful. Okay, but we'll be calling you Michael.
Whatever you want. Names are just like drops. It's not about the names. It's about the things you do in life.
Oh my gosh, you see people, what we are doing here, and we agree with that. And of course, I have my beautiful friend with us, second time in the studio. A year ago also you were here, but we had problem with our cameras, so people maybe couldn't see you and listen to your music through all the show live, and especially on Facebook. Hi, everybody. So today you are here back. Thank you for coming to the show. And I understand that we'll be listening to two songs. Okay. And you have some good announcement about something very exciting also to tell us. So can you tell us, and your name is, I call her Jackie, but really she is June Gloom. And I love how you spell your name. So you need to say everything to people so they can find you easily on a Facebook and your music also. And outside of that, she's amazing photographer. Amazing photographer. And we had a pleasure to work with you, with Natasha Mira. She's my daughter, but she sings beautifully. And you are part of her releases.
Yes,
you are fronting her beautiful face on every pages that she is just shown. So, hi, June Gloom.
Hello. Thank you for having me, Alona.
Wonderful. So, our main guest because of a serious topic is, of course, Michael. And he visits right now Los Angeles for how long?
We've been here like for 3 months now. I'm doing Vivo Con Agua in California.
Okay, so could you tell us what is this organization that you are founding? You are a founder of this organization. One more time, clearly, could you tell us the name?
Vivo Con Agua.
That's much cooler. So, yeah, what is the meaning behind these words?
Viva means live, and con means with, and agua means water. So it basically means live with water. And it's an NGO, it's a full profit organization, because everybody who participates shall have a benefit, a good time, a joyful engagement, something which inspires him. And everything we do at the end supports people in this world who have no free access to clean water. Like the moment we speak, 560 million people have no water to drink, to use for washing themselves, for washing their kids, washing their clothes. So this is basically the main reason why Viva Con Agua exists, and we want to change that. So our job is, like, when we started 12 years ago in St. Pauli, Hamburg, Germany, like you introduced, we started with Viva Con Agua, and so far we supported more than 3 million people with the free access to clean water. And Viva Con Agua now exists in 6 countries in Europe, and it's popping up in Mozambique. It exists also in Uganda, so it's becoming an African organization as well. And we want to start it in California, and we need everybody of you listeners to support in any way.
So, we are in LA. You are here for 3 months. You were here last year. You had lots of great, great events that you merge art, music, of course, and painters. You bring art from every corner of the world, too. And you just bringing the visuals and meaning of your organization to the front of the people, and trying to, of course, talking to masses, because this is topic that cannot be talked one-on-one. We need to have a listeners. So that's why, of course, Accent On, every time when you'll be here, welcomes you back. We want to help in any way that we can. I'm holding in my hands Bottle of the Water. You are so funny. You came to studio and you ripped the little names of tag, organization, or whatever you call this business who produces this water. Like, we go to store, we are filling or taking bottle, we are drinking half or one third, and then we chuck it throughout. Not everybody even finishes the bottle of water. Not only saying that cost money to buy, but we don't think about water until it's not raining in Los Angeles and we are worried that our plants are dying or whatever is the next problem. So how we can, especially why did you take all the name from all of our bottles? Why?
Because honestly, I always try to say everything positive, but yeah, there are also things where you can't say things positive.
You need to call how it is.
Exactly. So and there are a lot of companies who take the water, which is a human right and which belongs to everybody on this planet. They take it out of the ground of the earth, and then they sell it.
Yeah.
And actually, imagine in the U.S., you take the water out of the U.S. and then you sell it to the U.S. people for 10,000 times the price, which is. There should be no price. Economically, there should be no price for a human right like water.
Listening people, we practically don't think this way, but that's the goods that nature gave to everybody to just not only enjoy, but just we need for the living. So why I'm going to store and I buy $7-$8 every time when I buy 12 bottles or whatever bottles I'm buying? I don't even think I don't like that. I know I don't like that all the time. I feel like now I really don't like because of plastic bottles more and more. This always seems stupid, you know, that we not only pay for water, but we create something that kills us in the end, you know. So it's just not right. I love for all of us to think about this, what we can do here right now. Obviously, we will buy waters because that's how it's presented to us as one of the necessities that everybody needs. Go to store, buy the water, you know. But what's wrong with water that is just in a glass, you know? Is it really much healthier? But that's another topic. Probably is not. So I really, really, I don't like that. And I hope a lot of people, they think the same way. Why we are charged, and why we don't think that many, many millions of people and children, of course, it was just the worst when children are hurt, they cannot do nothing about it. And governments of their countries, our countries, they somehow maybe don't put focus on this issue deeply.
Yes, and I think we all need to put focus on it. That's the reason why we need the music, we need the art scene, we need the politicians, we need the big industries to speak out for clean water. And it's not that you have to travel. I've just been back from Ethiopia before coming to LA, and of course you can now speak about the African continent or the Asian continent, where there are big problems like in Bangladesh and India concerning water and sanitation. But you don't have to go travel that far. Just go to Flint, Michigan. Go to Detroit. Go to South Dakota. There you already have problems with clean water. You even can go to Skid Row, where the people have nothing to wash themselves, where they live in like circumstances which I haven't seen in a lot of places in the ghetto in, for example, Uganda or something like that. So the water issue is a global issue, and it affects every human being. And the moment you don't have water, you can't wash yourself, you can't live in dignity, you cannot have a real family life, you have no time apart from organizing the water to invest in your education or invest in friendship, invest in hobbies and everything. So basically water is life, and everything begins with water. And I think it's the moment you have something like privileges, like resources, you have also the responsibility to take care of other people who don't have these privileges and resources. And I come from a really rich country like Germany, so I should give something back to the people.
Does Germany have any issues with water? Or clean water? We are now talking about issue of cleanliness of water.
In Germany, actually, honestly, you can drink the tap water in most of the region if the system of the water system is good enough. You can easily drink it. I wouldn't advise it in the US, mainly because they put in chlor or other stuff. But in Germany, you can drink tap water. It's best quality.
Absolutely. And I was there. And I was there with my daughter, who is born in America. So, and she didn't see Europe from this side. And she was so wonderfully surprised seeing in every store there are places that you can bring bottles of water and put it back. Every of our friends' house has two or three bins that you really select proudly. And that's a plastic, that's a little, you know, things that you are wrapping stuff, that's the garbage, whatever the garbage we have. Everybody does it. And everybody feels like that's our responsibility to take care of each other and our planet. So why we as an Americans are so far behind the world, and why we do not think about this with all what we have, we still don't think about the most needed needs, like water. And I know taking care of whole world problems is something that's impossible almost to do, you think. But we are talking water. Mm-hmm. So, Michael, you woke up where you were born probably 30-something years ago. And then you lived your life in Germany. You finished your education, whatever it was. If you can tell us a little bit about your life. So when, one day, you just decided, oh, no, I got better things to do in life than just enjoy life in Germany, which is pretty good. So tell us a little bit more about yourself and how your organization was built, why you are here again in Los Angeles, and where you are going with all your plans.
A lot of questions. Frankly speaking, I never finished university. After 26 semesters, I stopped university because of doing Viva Con Agua, and it became my full-time commitment and love and job, and it makes sense for myself to develop my own potential inside Viva Con Agua to support people all over the planet. And I really enjoy doing it because I can be an activist and I can be of any benefit for the people. We started 12 years ago with my friend. He was a professional soccer player from São Paulo, which is a famous football club in Germany. They're playing second division, but it's more about the values and the social and political engagement of the club that makes it worldwide famous, and has supporters like Ed Sheeran or Rise Against or other big artists and musicians all over the world. So we started with doing something which makes ourselves sense for ourselves, for our life, and which makes ourselves joy. And so basically the first project, we tried to raise 50,000 euros for drinking water in Cuba. And then the way we did it, by integrating the universal languages like music, art, culture, sports, made it easy for young people. Because you have to imagine, all the donations in Germany, like not all, but 80% of the donations come from people who are above 60. So our young generation, they are not integrated in social engagement. But a social change, sorry for the older people who are listening, but normally it comes from the young people. And the young people have to change something. And then they're becoming older. And then, yeah, but the youngs are the ones who change it. And on this perspective, if you, for example, look into a country like Uganda, where the average people are 15 years old, imagine the potential which is there. So Africa is the future. And we Europeans, sometimes we look on it on the wrong side. I think this many people know about white supremacy. This was the way development work was done in the past. And it was always like about doing a bad consciousness, giving people, oh, you have, you are rich, you have a car, you have this, so donate. No, that's not our way. We want to do it with joy. We want to do it with musicians like Pharrell Williams or other musicians who can easily support in and jump in and do something with the being a role model, with their platforms they have, with speaking out on social media, with doing a concert, with doing crazy social campaigning and stuff like that. So, yeah, we need young individual creativity and people to get engaged in Viva Con Agua.
So your organization has offices or places right now in a few European countries, not only European. Could you tell us one more time? You're in Germany. You are opening LA, but let's talk. Switzerland,
Austria, Netherlands, Spain, Uganda, Mozambique, and Ethiopia popping up a little bit. And the LA office is actually an Airbnb flat. So where are we living? But yeah, it's going to be, maybe Airbnb wants to sponsor it. No, just kidding.
No. I hope, you know, this is Facebook. You never know who will be listening and watching our show. And right now we are live. If anybody wants to share our video right now, so go to LA Talk Radio on a Facebook and just, you will see us live right now. You can share to whoever you want, and of course after show we can do this forever too. I want to be educated by you. I want to know what we can do and how we can help. I want to know what America or Los Angeles can bring to the table. We are talking sponsorships. We are talking we need the money, or we are talking about young people probably being more aware of this problem and just maybe focusing as activists. This is so beautiful for younger, like I said, generation, the high schoolers, you know, even middle school, you can already talk. You can bring to class and have one beautiful bottle of clean water and one that is dirty and just tell to your children, okay, have a dinner, which one you would pick? So children say, I want a dirty one. So you say, so if you pay for this one, $1, could you give like 10 cents that somebody else in the countries that water is dirty or doesn't, they don't have it, can have a clean bottle of water? We could have very creative ways. I popped up right now. I'm very creative. Or in a restaurant, you can serve water too. And you say, if you want to be conscious, you know, about water, bring to the table ugly, not tiny little, and say, hey, would you like to donate? We can do so much in a good way as a businesses, because I think when it comes to artists and singers and musicians, we have little warmer souls. So we want to join aspect like yours, and we want to change the world. So I think you will never have problem with artists to create something and donate their art, which sometimes is crazy because people stop wanting to pay for something because you say you give away your stuff. But it's so hard to give your baby away with somebody has amazing paintings and gives away and maybe one day could sell, but still decides to do this right now. People, think about artists and think about buying music, because giving away everything what you create, this is all what artists we have. So So right now, I think you have a message because you are in LA. You are 3 months here. What did you do for the past? How long you are here?
Since 2.5 months.
Oh, so 2 more weeks and you are going back to Germany?
Yeah, then we apply for visa and then we try to move over here in LA. And probably the main reason is to get Viva Con Agua on a global scale because it's a global problem. And Germany is limited concerning language. Nobody speaks German outside of Germany. Yeah. So that's the reason why probably a lot of Americans only speak English, because they don't have to learn another language. But learning another language is, of course, going out the comfort zone, learning about the culture, learning about the food. For the last 2.5 months, that's the reason why I don't like the concept of teacher so much. I like the concept of learning from each other.
Okay.
And when I moved or traveled to LA, I learned so much in a short time. And this will also affect my job in Europe and inspire my job in Europe to do a better job there. So my idea why I want to move with my wife and my little baby to LA is to learn from this city and learn inspiration and learn how to communicate on a global level with the languages you really kind of invent also, and you're still the epicenter of cultural music, Hollywood and entertainment. And if we can make it here, we can make it everywhere. I think this is true to the city of LA, and this topic border deserves it, that it's becoming a global topic and everybody speaks about it. Every artist, you know, every musician, every celebrity you see should be part of the water movement.
So do you have a place that whoever listens to us, whoever will be listening to us, whoever will one day want to be part of being a helpful, you know, and start to being small activists through whatever the art, the music, or how we can contact you right now and say, hey, I'm ready, I have some goods, I have some means, I know how to, I did similar stuff, or, you know, I was working with this organizer that they have open ear, you know, because I know that people listen, I know that people want to help. So what is the easiest way to get to you?
The first connection, honestly, is feel in yourself, inside yourself. You get 70% out of water. So drink a water, celebrate it. It's the first, first move to be aware about that it's not for granted and that a lot of people don't have it. The second move is go on social media, Facebook, Instagram, and like Viva Con Agua California, become a member and a follower of our community. Of course, you can just donate. You can write me on Instagram and Facebook, come up with creative campaigning. We can do events together. So we're just starting Viva Con Agua from the scratch. So actually every support, every follower, every dollar is more than appreciated.
Okay, so
there's also a GoFundMe page. We can maybe put it in later.
Yeah, ooh,
so
yeah.
People can easily donate there and be part of it.
Yeah, I on my Accent On page on Facebook, I have a links and I have a video. I have a name that is tagged, so everybody can find Michael Fritz there and learn a little bit more about what he's doing. I think I also posted your, phone number. I am not sure now, but maybe not. Maybe I was smarter to not do that. But I know that I have all the information, the most important information on my Accent On and page. And of course, after the show, this show will be live. You can listen, download the show over and over and just learn and listen what Michael said. Michael needs an artist, so we all are artists in Los Angeles. Everybody is a star here, but we really have a beautiful star in our studio. We would love to know you a little bit more. So, June Gloom, you are very earthy. I love your style of music. You know, you are a nice artist, like I said, not only involved with the music, you have your photography, so you see the world not only through your heart, but through your eyes in different way that most of us, you want to capture what is the best and then you create. So tell us a little bit more about you, who you are, where you're coming from, where you are going with your music, and what is the nice news that you want to tell us.
Okay, so right now I'm kind of doing a restaurant job and also simultaneously doing photography jobs on the side.
How Hollywood it is.
And then just writing music whenever I can. I don't write as much as some artists do. I feel some artists write, you know, 3 songs a week, and some artists write a few songs a year. And
that's, ooh, that's actually quality how I over am. Quantity. So, yeah. Okay. That's funny, but I like it, you know. I like, so yeah, doesn't matter. I think the inspiration for everything comes to us different ways. And yeah, some people write very fast, but some people need to have certain mm-hmm. it moment to just pick up guitar or piano or whatever and start creating. So you mentioned that music and photography goes hand in hand. Plus, of course, you need to work for a living. Mm-hmm. So when it comes to your photography, how we can describe your style?
Well, okay. So my favorite style, I would say, would be definitely photographing people. I love portraiture. And I think that like my love for music helps me do photography for musicians. So I actually have a lot of like clients, paid or unpaid. A lot of times they're friends. They need pictures for their music page, or I'm going to be shooting an album cover for my friend this week, actually. So I'm really excited to do that. We're going to do a cool photo series for him. And I'm just passionate about that stuff. Like,
of course, so. Everybody can go to Accent On page, and that's when I have links for you as a singer and for you as a photographer, too. But you can tell us right now the two different pages, June Gloom. How you spell again? Because your June Gloom is funny. How you spell? I love it. Okay, just tell us.
So I spell it J-O-O-N and then G-L-O-O-M. So just there's some synchronicity there. I like the double O.
Little twist. I love it. I think it's cute. Very cute. And when it comes to your photography, yes, your page is named differently.
Jackie Gable Photography. So
and you spell your Jackie personally. Very unusual too.
I
so
know.
How hard this could be, but tell us your name. How you spell it?
My name is difficult. So I spell it J-A-C-Q-U-I because my full name is Jacqueline. So it's just kind of like cutting it off in the middle. That's the way I look at it. J-A-C-Q-U-I. And then Gable is actually spelled G-A-B-A-L-L. So it's like Gabal.
So now we know how to find you. I really, really think it's time for your beautiful guitar to enter our room. And just we would love to hear your first song and what the song will be called.
So this song is called Send Me a Vase, Fill It with Flowers.
Oh.
It's probably my longest song title that I have. And it's one of my newest songs that I wrote earlier this year.
This year we have. Oh, that's not bad. We
yeah.
have April, beginning of April, 3 months. We wrote one song. Yes! Good!
All right.
Everyone just ends up leaving.
crying, try to hide my fear. When you're near, my weakness isn't something I want you to see, you to commandeer. Cause I know what happens when I get that feeling, when I wanna make you all mine, all mine. Yeah, I know that everyone just ends up leaving, so just tell me goodbye, tell me goodbye. Write me a letter, tell me straight. Send me a vase, fill it with flowers and get home safe. Cause I know what happens when I get that feeling, I wanna make you all mine, all mine. Yeah, I know that everyone just ends up leaving, so just tell me goodbye, tell me goodbye. So just tell me goodbye, tell me. Tell me goodbye.
Beautiful. Jackie, beautiful. June Gloom sang for us. I think this is a premiere on Accent On with Ilona Europa. I am very, very proud to bring the coolest artist ever, I think, around. And I'm so lucky because mostly they're coming with the premieres and they say that I'm the lucky one. So they always want to say, hey, that's a new song, new something. So one day, Mr. Michael, if you need a show, if you need a good artist, obvious, you're coming to me and Accent On will bring a group of artists to you.
Deal. Next festival, you curate the music.
Absolutely, because we have a music from every corner and every style of music. So you'll be having variety. It's not easy to just, I think, create an unusual group of people that you can just dedicate to every, you know, liking of people likes. So, you know, from dance, from pop, from, of course, beautiful singer-songwriter style like you represent, or for, you know, you will love it. So, and I will be very excited to eventually bring group of artists that I picked by hands over 7 years and say, who wants to devote the times and, of course, resources to help with cause that is very important. One more time, today we are talking to Michael Fritz, and your organization name is?
Viva Con Agua.
We are talking about water. We are talking how to deliver clean water or water to the part of the world that they need to survive, to live one more day sometimes. So this is very, very serious. And if people want to contact you right now, is the best way is to go to your Instagram. What is your Instagram?
Viva Con Agua, California.
Wow. We are building something from the, like, beginning. Yes, this Absolutely. Is your first, and so we can really start a big organization. We can maybe involve schools, and starting from middle schools, children understand, mama, I'm thirsty, so they understand that some child somewhere else doesn't have it. Petrifying. Oh, Michael, so what now? 2 more weeks in Los Angeles. Did you have some good meetings?
Yeah, we met a lot of interesting people. I mean, like we spoke a little bit about the differences concerning culture in Germany and the US, In Germany, really, if I come up with the ideas I normally have, people say, oh, Michael, yes, this is not working. I'm so sorry. Here in the US, everybody says, yes, it's a brilliant idea. Sometimes you never see this person again.
Yes, yes.
So this is another problem. In Germany, it's different. But I like the open doors. I like the open way of thinking. I like that everything is possible. I just sit next to the singer of Outkast, Entry 4000, and you can have a chat with him, and it's quite easy. Yeah. In Germany, it wouldn't be like that.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of differences concerning cultures, and for me,
I really think you need to try. I really, really think it's like always. Everybody is saying, "Oh, I want to help. I will help." And we know, you know, we are getting busy, or we have good intention, and then after a while, you say, oh, "That's too hard." Also, but all you're right. There's a lot of wonderful human beings here who just want to change the world. And because of our weather here, maybe we are less grouchy and we are just more open for this type of events or just giving good things away. So anytime when you come back here, if you have somebody that would like to talk with you and just tell us what you do, you just tell me, you'll come and we'll bring your guest with you now from Los Angeles, and we'll be pitching whatever.
Thanks
you do
lot.
So hopefully a lot of people just want to change the world for better.
And you said something interesting, that it's sometimes hard to get active and you have no time, and I think this is the responsibility for the NGOs and for the social projects and foundations to make it as easy as possible. Everybody has his life, kids and jobs. I mean, in Germany you have one job. Here in the US you have more like four jobs.
Yeah.
So they don't have time. So make it easy for the people to get involved in your project and make it joyful and sunny and like friendly. And then it hopefully works out.
Yeah, everybody can go to Malibu and just have one big place and say, hey, saving water, we are next to the water. A little different, salty, but you know, still we see the beauty and importance of water there, because that's what we have here. So beautiful. So
especially when the fires are up in Malibu.
My God, you know what I'm saying? Now
we need the water.
Absolutely. So I think Californians, that's the first things what we can do to help Michael Fritz to just bring his organization to the front of people who have the means and they understand how to help. And we have a lot of big corporations who are producing water with bottled water, so they could give us sense of this, sense of that, or just they have their own idea. Okay, if I charge, I also can give. Maybe they just don't think this way. They're good people. I'm sure they are all good people who produce water for all of us. So, Michael, you are leaving in 2 weeks, yes? And when you are back, you'll be waiting for your visa to hopefully...
Exactly. Like in Germany, we have a lot of festivals going on. We have our own social art festival, where you said something interesting about artists, that they are often asked to donate. That's the reason why we do social business. We exhibit the artworks from artists from all over the world in the arena of São Paulo called Millantor Gallery. And then we let the artist decide on how much he wants to donate.
Okay.
Because artists have to live as well.
Absolutely.
I mean, they have need food, they need drinks, they need party. They need a good time as well. So why should the artist only donates the whole time? And he already donates like his creativity and inspires people. Because most artists, you always have to imagine, they don't live by music. They don't live by art. Like you beautiful voice, but you live by...
day-to-day work.
Restaurant work,
yeah.
Not by singing.
Yeah.
So support her, that she can support Viva Con Agua.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes, and yes, yes, on all of that, you know. So, June Gloom, we have one more song that you would like to sing for us. Tell us, what is this song about?
So this song, actually, I released, like, I did like a DIY music video. I had one of my friends just film it, like, last minute. And I took the phone recording that I had and just released it not this year's Valentine's Day, but last year's. And then so this year I decided to announce Valentine's Day week that I'm going to be actually releasing that this song now, like recorded from in the studio. And I'm going to be releasing two versions of the song. So it's going to be one that is more of a bare bones, like just acoustic, me and my vocals, and then I just added violin to it, so I'm really excited. And then the other version, it's actually really awesome. A man from Argentina found the song online, just shows internet, right? And he sent me some production that he did on it, and I loved it. I gave him some notes, and now we have the final version back, and I'm going to be releasing that fully produced version.
Wow. Wow. Well, what is beautiful place when people who are creative and people who have souls and they want to bring us together and listening to your art or just focus on something that matters. We are talking water. And so I think that our show is just very, very sweet today. I'm very proud of my guest today. So, and yeah, Natasha, who sings, you know, she had the same situation because social media really, really is beautiful for artists and for all of us. We are trusting sometimes strangers much more because we can look into their Instagram or something and decide, is this somebody that you want to get closer to? Or when it comes to artists, when you listen to the music, so you really get excited about the song. So Natasha had the same situation. She just found the artist that she fell in love with the orchestration of his songs and music, and she just wrote on a Facebook, happened, he was a Polish gentleman. He has very unusual name, but he was a Polish orchestrator and composer, so she asked, can I write a song on the top of your orchestration? He said, yes. Oh my gosh, what a beautiful song. Calling out to me, maybe for 1 minute I will be playing before end of the show. But yes, Facebook and all social media are really, really good when they work how they're supposed to. So please, please help Aqua. Please, one more time, tell us
Viva con agua.
So, and can you spell this for us, for people who just
I'm
want to?
So bad with spelling in English. It's V-I-V-A.
We means his V, like Viva. Victory. Viva, yeah. Viva, we hopefully know. Yes.
C-O-N.
Good.
A-G-U-A.
Yes. So, Viva.
Con agua.
Con agua. And all Michael Fritz, all go to Facebook, to Accent On. You have all tags and all links to just know again better Michael and his organization. When it comes to June Gloom, please, 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 we will be watching you because we want this song that you'll be playing right now to hear in both versions, especially the one also with somebody who is not in America. He's from Argentina.
Yeah.
From where?
His name, from Argentina. Yay. His name is Geronimo, which is a really cool name.
Whoa! Okay. We are listening. The name of the song is?
The song is Give Me Your Love.
Oh, yes.
So now you know why I released it on Valentine's Day.
Beautiful.
All right. It could feel so right.
So beautiful. Your voice is so velvety, like really smooth and beautiful. Wow,
thank
I love
you
it.
So
I
much.
Love it. It's beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Oh, we need to, like, not even glass of wine, glass of water, or glass of wine, and just somebody next to you, obvious. Hopefully, aww. Is this a good love story?
Good ending. If you're asking about a boyfriend, then no.
Okay, good. So we need your songs very much because most of us are, you know, looking for somebody to love or just waiting for this big bouquet of flowers to coming in a vase.
Most of my songs are about love. They're inspired by love in some way. Most of them are sad and inspired love songs, but
But they are not sad, they are melancholic, they are beautiful.
Exactly.
It's the moment.
Emo. I like to call them emo.
Oh,
emotional, you know, it could be
yes
way.
I love it. Of course, thank you so much. So again, if people want to visit you, and I hope this will be EP or will be full album.
So this song is just going to be like two song release, like two versions of one song.
Okay, so you do single
afterwards. I'll probably have my acoustic EP out with like four songs, and that's already been recorded. We're just working on the mixing.
So when you'll be ready and all will be beautifully on iTunes or somewhere, you tell us, yes?
Yes.
So we'll be screaming, if somebody wants emo music, emotional music from June Gloom, we will know where to find you. But for now, if somebody wants to really like contact you because they love your music, they want to do another version, maybe from Germany or somebody artist, how they can find you?
So my main source would be Instagram. So you can follow me at June Gloom Music. That's JOONGLOOM Music.
Yay!
And then also Facebook, you can find me at June Gloom as well.
Lovely. So we have how long? We have, oh my gosh, we can talk like for maybe two more minutes. Anything that you would like to add, Michael?
Actually, just like an appeal to everybody out there becoming engaged. Feel free to contact Vivo Con Agua, become part of our water family. If you're not convinced of our concept, then start your own concept because it's our world. And honestly, it's not about Viva Con Agua, it's about our world. So get active, support people, start in your neighborhood, start in your family, go a little bit further if you have the resources, the energy, the time, and support anything. And if you start a business, think about a social part of the business. We're living in the 21st century, and there should be no businesses without a social part of it, and give something back to society. If you're a privileged guy like me, coming from a country like Germany or the US, give something back and support people, either in the US or in countries like Ethiopia, wherever people need support. Go to Skid Row, start there, start in front of your house, wherever you want.
Nice, huh, people? Very nice. Thank you for watching and listening to our show today. Everybody can go to LA Talk Radio Accent On page and just scroll down. It's archive. You can download the show. You can listen over and over. I will be posting links in 2-3 days. First, I want people to just watch our Facebook feed.
Your fat feed.
We are accented people. And thank you one more time. And please join us next Monday, 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific time on LA Talk Radio. Accent on Ilona Europa says goodbye with the song of Natasha Mira, or part of the song, Calling Out to Me. That's another story, how Facebook brought very good artists together. Calling Out to Me, Natasha Mira.
In the darkness I can see a glimpse of who I wanna be, dancing moments in the air. I wanna run, see what starlight I can see. Imagine who I'm gonna be.
You're listening to Accent On with Ilona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.